Hello, and welcome to the Dialogue on Dialogue podcast. In 1956, Earl Nightingale recorded The Strangest Secret, launching a new era in self-improvement. Over his lifetime, he created thousands of radio and audio programs exploring success, purpose, and meaning. This project is my personal reflection on those ideas, what they meant then, and how they apply now, as I work to put them into practice and invite you to come along for the ride.
Episode number 3, Problem Solvers. As Earl Nightingale reminds us, people don't need to be educated nearly as much as they need to be reminded. This series is about remembering the truths we already know and learning how to live them. Earl opens this episode with a powerful reframing of happiness. The happiest people, he says, are not the people who don't have problems. They are the people who know how to solve them. In other words, fulfillment doesn't come from a problem-free life. It comes from competence. The confidence that no matter what shows up, you can work your way through it. He then offers a practical, almost mechanical system for problem solving. First, write the problem down. Get it out of your head and on to paper. Second, list as many possible solutions as you can. Don't judge them yet, just generate them. Third, list your assets. What skills, resources, relationships, or experiences do you already have that can help? And fourth, and finally, think through the likely results of each solution, then choose the one that seems best and act on it. If it doesn't work, don't quit. Move on to the next best solution. What struck me here is how much emphasis he puts on motion. A flawed decision, he suggests, it's often better than no decision at all. From here, Earl shifts to business and opportunity. Thriving businesses, he says, grow by paying close attention to what customers actually want and need. Interesting concept. Almost every great company started small. The difference was observation. Someone noticed a problem, a gap, or a frustration and decided to solve it. That leads into one of the most interesting metaphors in this episode. He asks us to draw a hill on a piece of paper with the highest point in the middle. That peak represents where your abilities are strongest, where you can reach your greatest potential. Then he says, flip the paper upside down. Now it becomes a canal. In the canal, the deepest part of it is where the biggest ships can sail. The message here is simple, but profound. We each have a channel where we can go deeper, contribute more, and make the greatest impact. The real adventure is finding that channel and committing to it. Earl reminds us that we are all a mix of strengths and weaknesses. No one is inferior at everything, although some days it may feel like it. Everyone has deep reservoirs of ability waiting to be developed. And finally, he brings it back to people, whether in business or in life. We are always serving human beings. People want to feel recognized. They want to be appreciated. They want to feel secure in the relationship. The customer or the person across from you is not just a transaction. They are the point. Until next time, remember, the answers are older than we are and just as relevant today.